Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Crux Capacitor. It's great to be back on Anchor FM this morning. I have got an amazing guest, or at least I think she's amazing, and I've had a wonderful opportunity to get to know her recently. We met on the app Shaper, so that's Shaper. It is a networking app for professionals and people that are wanting to kind of broaden their scope of influence and knowledge. And my guest this morning is Dee Dee King. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, Heath. Great to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're here. So, one of the things our listeners are learning from us is the fact that the Crux Capacitor is about core values. And as we do that, one of the things we do is we have a conversation before we ever actually record the podcast. And we do talk about core values. We talk about how we come to recognize what our core values are and different things like that. And that's a conversation that Dee Dee and I've had. And when we were having that conversation, the intersection of core values for Dee Dee personally actually came down to two really strong points, and that was intuition and family. Now, Dee Dee, do me a favor and define what you believe, what you think intuition is.
So intuition is one of our tools in our toolbox, one of the things that sets us apart from the rest of the little creatures on the planet. So what my understanding of intuition is that calm knowing when you hear or feel something and you understand that it's the right thing to take action on.
Oh, so it's that still small voice kind of thing going on in there.
Yeah, and it comes to people in all different forms. Some people hear it, some people feel it. I have a little bit of both. I've just kind of, when I was young, I just kind of knew things that other people didn't. And I didn't realize what it was. And I assumed everybody else could do it. And I soon learned that I was a little different.
Well, I think that's one of the things that you and I completely connect on is I think we both understand the, oh, we're a little different than other people. So yeah, that's one of the things I appreciate about you very much. So when those two intersected for us, I was talking about the core values when we were talking earlier, we talked about that intuition. Obviously, you're talking about listening to the hearing it and feeling it, et cetera. How does that intersect with family for you?
So I guess I would start back with relationships, and I didn't have a lot of romantic relationships because it was, it had to be the right fit, and there weren't a lot of those. And so when I met my husband, I think I knew instantly after our first conversation that he was the right one. He was the one that I had been seeing in my mind of the person that I wanted to spend my life with. And we've been married 26 years now and has been wonderful.
Congratulations on it.
Thank you. Thank you. And I don't have a lot of really close friends, and the same thing, it's intuitive. They have to be the right fit for me to really allow myself to open up to them. And I haven't found a lot of people that I can do that with. Although in my current profession, that's certainly changing because I'm with a group of wonderful, like-minded people. So I've kind of found my little tribe now.
Oh, well, then that's important. We know how important it is to actually find your tribe. And you, when we talked about it before, because of the relationship with your husband, you made a tribe, and now you're finding a tribe too. Talk a little bit about the tribe that you've made.
So we have three kids. Two girls and a boy. Our oldest is 23, our youngest is 17. And I've used intuition in parenting for sure. And a lot of it has to do with who I was when I was a kid. Was, I was very quiet and I would observe and watch people and why they do what they do. And it kind of shaped how I chose how to do things. And I would see parenting mistakes, bless their hearts. I love my parents dearly, but they do the best they can with what they know. And there were things that could have been better. There were things that were fine. But it taught me what I didn't want to happen with my kids. And so I would do what I felt intuitively was the best thing. And I think that it's worked well because I have three very, very strong, self-confident leadership children that know where they're going, what they want to do, and are following their passions.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned to me before, one of the things that has happened with that intuition when it comes to raising kids is that really you're never going to change a child. All you can do is guide them, you know?
Absolutely.
And so having that intuition when it comes to guiding them is a very important part of letting them be completely themselves and finding themselves at an early age, for the lack of a better way, because some of us travel a long distance in our life before we quote unquote start understanding our own psyche and our own spiritual person. So yeah. I think that's very important. So with the 26 years of marriage and with the three kids and the intuition that that has, what do you think brought to the surface for you though? What made you hone those skills? Was there a life experience that made you hone those skills of both family and intuition, or was it just something that gradually grew on for you?
Well, I don't think that there was any one event that impacted it. I think it just was who I was. And I just, you know, everyone has intuition, but not everyone understands it or knows how to use it. True. And it's just something that I really understood from a young age. It just was a part of who I was. And so it grew with me as I grew. It's helped me in situations with people. I can feel intent and I'll know if somebody has good intent or bad intent. And so it's helped me steer away from those who don't have the best intent.
So in an empathic kind of sensation.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely empathic. I tune into people's emotions, and that's, so I avoid crowds.
You know, it's funny. I don't know whether you saw my post the other day, but it was, I think it was on, you're not on Instagram, you're on Facebook, I know. But Anyways, when I posted on Instagram, was the funniest thing is that the older I get, the more I want to help people, but the less I want to be around them.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the people itself. It has to do with the overwhelming, oh, I'm getting all this, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So there, you know, some crowds I'm comfortable in. So when I go to my consultant training with the like-minded people, we all have a very positive vibe and it's a wonderful environment. Okay. But if you go to say a big festival and there's a lot of alcohol, well, alcohol amplifies people's True. Emotions. And so if you're a negative person, you're going to amplify negativity. And I really pick up on that. And that's why I just stay away from big crowds like that, because I need to, you know, protect myself from that energy. And I've learned how to kind of block that. I don't exactly know how I did that, but I'm to a point now where I think I have enough confidence and a good enough self-image that I don't allow other people's energy to enter mine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to put us on we're going to continue the conversation in just a second. We're going to do a little break here. You've been listening to DJ King and Heath Wiggins on the Crux Capacitor. We'll be right back, everybody.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today because I have good news. If you would be interested in learning more about Heath and his efficient service, wedding celebrant service in Charlotte, North Carolina, please contact him at heath@nuptialyours.com, or you can call 614-561-9681. And now back to our show. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Crux Capacitor. I am Heath Wiggins, your host. And my guest today is DD King. We were just talking about intuition and actually getting into a really, really great topic about empath and crowds and energies and things like that. So interestingly enough, you've been actually able, DD, to turn this into a career now. Mm-hmm. Your title is Life Transformation Coach.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, my training was music. I was a music performance major and I worked in music publishing for a long time, enjoyed it. But I got to a point where I took a look around and said, is this what I want to continue to do for the next 20, 30 years of my life? Mm-hmm. And the answer was no. And so I needed to figure out what it was, what my real passion and purpose was. And it took about a year. I did a couple of different things, and every one of the things that I did was valuable for what I do now. But I came into listening to several different mentors, and Bob Proctor was one of them. And there came an opportunity to become a coach and consultant for the Proctor Gallagher Institute. And I knew instantly, intuitively, this was exactly what I was meant to do. And so, you know, I went on the path of, you know, what's the next step, became a consultant. And I've been doing that for about 2 years now. And absolutely, I found my passion and purpose, because now I can help other people understand the importance of really learning about your mind and what you're capable of, and start transforming your life from the inside out, instead of, you know, giving that attention to what's happening here in the environment and allowing that to control your thinking.
And that's so very important as we, especially I think as we age, I would, I'm very distinctly myself middle-aged. and I realize that as I look around and some social effects and things like that in our, you know, society. But it's very interesting, the fact that how you train yourself and how you train your thought processes are really, truly what you see in the next day and the next day and the next day. So what you are doing now, and you can see this in a lot of inspirational or motivational reading or quotes or things like that, but what you're preparing for now is what you see in the future. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about when you meet your ideal client. And of course, you know, your ideal client, I'm sure, has a broad range there. But when you meet that ideal client, what are some of your first steps? What are some of the first things you're learning about them in order to help them move on and or process or go through your process?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really what I do is I ask them about them. You know, I need to know where they're at. Number one, I need to know where they want to be and why they think that they're stuck. And then we just talk. I'll ask questions, get them to open up and tell me what is it that they really want. Most people won't tell you what they really want because we're so conditioned to just be happy with what we have. Don't dream. Don't use your imagination. And so I help them open up and use that imagination and say, you know, if you could design your perfect day, if you could wave a magic wand and everything you needed was right here for you without worry, what would that day look like? And wow. Really get them to start, you know, visualizing, wow, what would I really do if I didn't have to worry about money or time or people? What would I really want to be doing? And it's amazing the transformation, especially, you know, feeling their energy shift when they really start focusing on what they want. So, you know, we get so focused on what we don't want. And like you said, what we're thinking today creates tomorrow. So if you're focused right on what you don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't want.
Oh, that, you know, that's the ironic part of it, really. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just the part, you know, I don't know whether it's, I'm just being honest here, don't know whether it's religious training, don't know whether it's societal training, what it is, or peer pressure even, but we go, I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm going to avoid that. Mm-hmm. And the more that you go, I don't want that, I don't want that, I avoid that, the more you can attract it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's all a matter of awareness and understanding that, you know, everything operates by law of cause and effect. What you're thinking, what you're feeling is going to cause the effect. And so when you start to really understand how your mind works, and it works in that lawful process, you can start shifting and thinking, okay, well, I know I don't want that. What is it I do want? And start putting your focus on what you do want. And when you're focused positively on what you do want, then it starts to come. Then you're starting to create what you want instead of more of what you don't.
Absolutely. Now tell me the name of the company that you have right now.
So I'm a consultant for the Proctor Gallagher Institute, but my company is called King Quantum Thought. And so what I really do is help people take that quantum leap from where they're thinking now to where they can think and where they can be.
Absolutely. And they can find you on Facebook, and all they have to do is look for King Quantum Thought.
Yes.
And I know if you just put that in the search field, that'll come up and they can reach you through that page, right?
They can. They also can reach me through my website, which is www.kingquantumthought.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Yet another segment with me here in just a moment, but you have been listening to the Crux Capacitor. My guest today is D.D. King, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to today's conversation with D.D. King. We're having a great time, but I wanted to take a quick moment here and just bring something to light and share something with you. In the very near future, and I want you to stay tuned and look for it, please plan on going to heathwiggins.com or www.heathwiggins.com and learning more about some of the things I have going on, visiting my information store and things like that. So, all right. Well, this is all for this break. And now back to our conversation with D.D. King.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. You have been listening to The Crux Capacitor. My guest today is D.D. King. She is a life transformation coach out of the Madison area in Wisconsin. So please, again, if you do want to contact her, you can actually find her on Facebook just by searching King Quantum Thought. Am I correct on that? Is that how?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
King, King Quantum Thought. Or you can go to her website, kingquantumthought.com. And she's happy to work with people all over the place. So really quickly, since D.D. and I do kind of work on the same wavelength, I am really excited about this little segment. And it's not even has anything to do with what, I guess, what she does or what I do. But it's kind of just a way to, I don't know, social currency, for the lack of a better way to put it. So, D.D., I'm going to ask you a socially current issue kind of relevant question here, especially when it comes to intuition, because we feel a lot of when people get that when they get that energy, that's that very nervous, anxious energy. And I feel that a lot right now when you talk to a lot of different people. But a current issue that has been happening, especially in the United States and is impacting the world right now, was the decision earlier this week by the administration, the Trump administration, to not meet with North Korea. How do you think people are affected personally by that in a spiritual or mental state?
Yeah. And it, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment. What are you focused on? Are you focused on what you want? Or are you focused on what you don't want? And so I don't watch a lot of news just because there's so much negativity. I mean, I do hear it because my husband watches it. I'll hear little segments, but if it starts to get really negative, I'll just leave the room.
Right.
But I did see a little bit about this the other day. And so for me, I know that there's a reason for it.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason for everything that happens, whether we view it as positive or negative. And there's a learning opportunity within it. The reason that President Trump was elected, we don't know all the answers to that yet. It'll reveal itself.
Right.
So I don't worry about it. Whether I chose to vote for him or not is irrelevant. I know that he's there for some reason that's going to teach us something. And I, you know, the same thing with this current event with the North Korea situation. You know, the fact that we actually had the opportunity to have a dialogue is a huge step.
Yes.
So it's a process. You know, we have not talked to North Korea in my lifetime that I'm aware of.
Right.
So knowing that at least there was a dialogue open, even if it was for a brief moment, that's a hopeful thing. So that's what we should be grasping onto instead of the opposite of it of, oh, how, this is awful. It's not going through. Well, what's the other side of it? You know, you look at law of polarity. There's two sides to everything. I'm choosing to see that there's a message in here and it'll reveal itself when it's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably, I think it's probably the most solid advice actually, regarding the actual issue, because it is very startling. If you, again, as we talked about, focus on the lack of people's control or the lack of government's control over situations, then you are going to be scared. You're going to be frightened. But yet at the same time, if you are able to go, well, baby steps, even if it's baby steps, it's still a step. And if you're able to focus on that, that can change your perspective so drastically and so dynamically that, and that goes back to what you were saying. When you're coaching people, you're trying to get them to open up and you're trying to get them to understand that it has to, what you focus on is what you bring into fruition or into reality. So,
You know, in these situations like this, sometimes we have to grow before we grow, if you know what I'm saying.
That's great.
So this is the first step, you know, this is our initial growth, and you know, whatever happens, whatever the situation is, it will grow into what it needs to be. But if we as individuals can focus on the positive outcome that could come from this, it'll speed up that positive process. But too many of us stay focused on the negative, the bad, the, oh my gosh, this is going to lead us into X, Y, Z, and that's going to be terrible. And then you go down that whole rabbit hole of negativity, and all you're doing is bringing more of it at you. So start shifting your focus. Anytime you see something negative, well, what's the opposite of that?
Well, I tell you what, so obviously, if you're listening to our conversation, for our listeners here, you can tell the DD and I can probably talk all day, but we can't, because this is a podcast, and we don't want to bore you with our thoughts. But I do want to thank you so much, DD, for coming on and sharing words of wisdom and being on my podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me. I had fun.
Oh, good. So I hope you'll come back again. We'll make sure and get you on the calendar and record another cast. You have been listening. Oh, well, there you go. You have been listening to the Crux Capacitor. Thank you so much for visiting us today. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can find the Crux Capacitor, or you can go to Facebook and you can find the Crux Capacitor as well. So, all right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you again, DD.
Thank you.